This is episode 67 of the After Gambling Podcast, and in this episode, I'll be answering some listener questions. Hey there, and welcome to the After Gambling Podcast. My name is Jamie. I'm a former problem gambler. Now I haven't gambled in nearly 10 years, and I do this little podcast to help other people that want to quit. So glad you're here, and I hope this helps. So today's going to be a fun episode for me. I was on Twitter and was trying to come up with new ideas for podcast episodes. And so I just threw it out there and said, hey, what are some questions you have that you'd like me to cover in future episodes? And I got some really good responses and some from some names that you will recognize. And so the first one we'll jump into is from my good friend Steve. You can find him at gambling_free on Twitter. And Steve has been extremely successful. You can listen to Steve's story by checking out episode 41, and I'll link that up in the show notes. But now Steve is approaching 6 years. He's already over 5 years, approaching 6 years from his last bet. And like I say, he shares his whole story on episode 41, so you can check that one out. But he asks these following questions. The first one he said was, what are your top three tips for stopping gambling? And this one really made me stop and think. What are the top three tips? And I've covered obviously all of these at length, but what are the three, if I had to tell somebody, these three are the ones you should focus on. These are the three for me. Number one is you got to tell somebody. And I start with this one because I know it's the one that we all try to avoid. It's the one I tried to avoid. Eventually, obviously, my phone dialed out and made it so I couldn't avoid telling other people. But telling someone is just one of those things that we try to avoid it, but it just has to happen. And obviously, we need to be real careful about who we tell, I think. Who we tell matters. I think it through. But telling someone and just getting it so it's no longer that secret, that thing that you alone know, is powerful. It gives you somebody else. It becomes an ally that can help you out. And then the more people you tell, so after you tell one person, then tell another, and then tell another. And over time, it starts to expand and everything just becomes easier as you tell more and more people. I mean, I tell the world now and my life is so much easier. So telling someone is obviously number one. Like I say, because we try not to do it, but it's one that we just have to. And I'll kind of add a 1A or 1B, however you want to look at it, which is telling someone that's been there before is huge because then they actually know and you're talking to somebody that can appreciate what you're going through and understands it. They have a level of empathy that just your friend that hasn't gone through addiction, let alone gambling addiction, might not have for you. And that's actually the perfect segue into number two, which is seek out a path of success. We don't have to reinvent the wheel here. And that's why I said the second thing is just find somebody that's done it, listen to them, start trying out the things that work for them. I mean, hopefully you're doing that with this podcast. And this podcast is just a retelling of stories that I've collected from people that had 30 years or more experience of quitting gambling. And they had great advice for me. So finding those people that had walked the walk, they'd been in my shoes, they've gone down the path, they've kind of beaten down the trail ahead so I didn't have to go through it just alone and kind of blaze the trail myself is extremely helpful. So number one, tell somebody. And number two, seek out a path of success. And those two, you can kind of do them in combination by just going to GA or listening to this podcast or getting involved in Reddit groups. That's the power of community. And then number three on here is mindset and belief system. I'm just becoming more and more kind of in awe in a lot of ways of how powerful our minds really are and that we really can decide what we want to believe and how we want to act. And it's all based on mindset and belief system. That's why I'm even just kind of messing around with the idea of like, I mean, gambling, quitting gambling isn't all that complicated. I mean, when you really boil it down, it's like, okay, wake up, do everything you want to do in your day, just don't gamble, and then go to bed. It's not complicated. It's complex, but it's not complicated. And so once we switch that, because I think so many times we tell ourselves, wow, this is something that's so hard. Oh, it's so hard. Addiction's hard. And I'm trying to work that out to tell a little bit different story, which is it can be hard. It can also not be hard. And I think we're all drawn to like kind of the easier ways and shortcuts and all those types of things. That's why I think whatever we believe often becomes true. So if you believe this is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life, it will be. If you believe that hey, it's going to be uncomfortable, but you're definitely going to get it done. You will. So mindset and belief is number three. So those are my top three tips for stopping gambling. Tell someone, seek out a path of success, and then focus on your mindset and belief system. So thanks for that first question, Steve. And we're going to move on to Steve's second question here, which is, why do so many people fade away from recovery? Obviously, I'm just going to guess here, but I think a lot of people, it's the whole forgetting the pain. I think we get to this point where we start to feel better about our lives and we no longer have that pain that's real close, right? Like we're no longer touching the stove. We know touching the stove was a bad idea and we stopped doing it. And so it's like, well, we become comfortable and complacent. It's just one of those things that we fade away from the things that work. I think over time, it's just we start to maybe, I don't know if ego plays a part in this, but we start to think, okay, we got this under control. And we forget that the reason we're doing so well is directly tied to the new habits that we've created. And a lot of those are those recovery habits, the people that we're around, the stories we're collecting, the meetings we're attending. And I always compare it to going to the gym. If you get ripped from going to the gym, and you say, well, okay, I figured this out. I figured out how to get ripped, but you don't go to the gym anymore. Things aren't going to work out very well. You're not going to maintain that muscle. Like you're going to have to do something. So I think we do just fade away. I think it's one of those things that our brain probably we're wired to forget. And so it's just other things become more important and more of a focus. And we lose sight of how we got to where we got in the first place. And I'm sure there's part of us, which we all just would love to just forget it ever happened. So there's probably some of that just kind of, which is that if you no longer acknowledge it, you can just kind of act like it never happened and hope that it never pops up again. That's just not a risk that I'm willing to take, and I know Steve's not willing to take. So this is a good question. The third question Steve asks is, do you have any regrets about your gambling? And this is hard because the easy answer is yes, and the easy answer is no. I mean, I have so many regrets, but I don't really look at them as regrets anymore. I mean, there are things that I would love to go back and do differently. Most notably, the things that I would love to do differently are related to people. I would love to have not lied and cheated people out of things. When I say cheated people, like just kind of took their money and said I was doing something else with it. That's lying and that's stealing and cheating. Like dress it up as whatever it was, but that's what it was. I would love to not have done those types of things. But if I look at gambling on the whole, I've learned so much and grown so much. And even those relationships, having gone through those with the people that I was closest to, and especially because it was with the people I was closest to, it forced me to have some of those tough conversations and say, look, I'm sorry. Like that was crappy of me. I don't want to ever do this to you again. And I think because it was so close, that pain, that memory lingers on longer to where I don't really regret it because I look at it as something that I'm better off having gone through. So that's kind of a non-answer, but hopefully there's an answer in there somewhere. And then the last question that Steve had for me is, what's your definition of rock bottom? And this is one that I find to be a really interesting topic because you hear a lot of people talk about rock bottom. And rock bottom's difficult because in a lot of ways we don't really know what rock bottom is until we're far away from it, right? Like you have to step away and have enough time to see, okay, was that really the bottom? And then the other dangerous thing with rock bottom, and it kind of plays in with number two, is if you stop kind of paying attention, you take your hands off the wheel, all of a sudden rock bottom, like it can get worse. Things can always get worse. Things can always get better. Things can always get worse. And it's kind of in line with the infinite game. Like the only time that we can kind of look back and say, okay, that was the rock bottom is pretty much death. I don't know if that's a gloomy way of looking at it or a freeing way of looking at it, but I'm going to hope that that was rock bottom for me was walking off the riverboat, right? I finally got caught. But rock bottom is different for everybody. That's why it's hard to define. And it also, I mean, the one kind of cliche thing that I've heard in GA, and I'm sure it comes from a lot of different recovery programs, is I mean, the elevator can stop at any level. You don't have to ride it all the way to the bottom. And as I pointed out, you don't really know what bottom, I mean, the bottom is death. Like that's the only time you know, like, okay, this is absolutely rock bottom with no chance of return would be death. But we don't need to ride the elevator all the way down. We don't have to push it further and further down looking for rock bottom. And for whatever reason, this is kind of how our minds work. I think this is how humans' minds work. I mean, whether it's food or gambling or smoking or drugs. Like I saw somebody post a funny meme the other day on Instagram. It's like, well, I'm going to do this whole pile of drugs today because I'm going to quit tomorrow. And we had that same thought. It's like, well, I'm going to blow all this money tonight because I'm going to quit tomorrow. Or I'm just going to eat this three pies and a pack of Oreos and a bag of chips and a couple burgers tonight because I'm going to start working out and eating healthy tomorrow. So we have this vision that we can kind of create these artificial rock bottoms, when the reality is it's only when we start to recover or change our lives that we can really kind of look back and say, okay, yeah, that was rock bottom. So that definition changes for everybody. For some people, it's very much financial. So for others, it's very focused on the emotional part of it, or the time commitment, or I'm sure there's many different things. Everybody has kind of their own definition of what their rock bottom was. I think the key is once you define one, try and keep that rock bottom. It's like kind of keeping your clean date from gambling. I don't really want to change mine from July 15th, 2010, and I don't want to change my rock bottom from being that time. I don't want to go back and create a worse time than that. That elevator went as far down as I wanted to go at that point, and I don't need to find out if it can go any lower. So I'm going to define that as my rock bottom and continue to take the steps, keep being engaged in recovery, following those steps, the tips that I had for stopping gambling myself. I mean, telling other people, finding other people that have blazed the way ahead of me, and just focusing on my mindset and my belief system, because these things are ongoing. And that's, I love all these questions because they really focus on the fact that this is just an ongoing process and it's just development. It's better. There's no perfect. There's no end. It's better. You learn from it. Regrets, they can linger on with you, or you can kind of use them as a learning experience. So thanks again, Steve, for this, and thanks for your friendship. Steve and I have been hanging out along with Andy and a few others. I've been doing some Zoom calls, so it's been cool to kind of catch up with you guys during coronavirus, COVID-19 quarantine time. It's going to be a nice little memory that we have, and it's been a nice chance to kind of catch up. So it's been great seeing you. Hope you're doing well, and I appreciate the comments, the questions rather, and yeah, look forward to having you back on the show again. So that's going to wrap up this one. Those are four questions asked by Steve. And again, you can find Steve online at gambling_free. Such a great guy. Has a lot of great insight. And I'm really appreciative of his friendship and his help as I continue to work on this podcast. So thank you, Steve. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer and attorney. Those are the same things. Therapist. All those things with letters before or after their name. That's my catch-all, if you haven't noticed. For the fact that I'm not a professional, you need to seek out professional help. Use the information here to help your life, but know that you need to get out and seek some professional help. You deserve it. You know that. So be good to yourself. And finally, music for the show is Something Elated by Broke for Free and is licensed under the Creative Commons license. I'm Jamie, former problem gambler. I haven't gambled since July 15th of 2010. Hopefully this is helping you, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.